Good morning, welcome to Morning Prayer on this Monday morning of the seventh week in the Easter season. It's a week in which we join the whole church in praying for Christian unity, and a time too in which we prepare ourselves to celebrate the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. The Old Testament and New Testament readings during this week until the eve of Pentecost are readings designed to prepare us to celebrate the coming of the Spirit. Our help comes from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Open our lips, O Lord, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Alleluia. The Ascension Canticle, our great High Priest. In you, Jesus, Son of God, we have a great High Priest. You have passed through the heavens and are seated at the right hand of God on high. Therefore we hold fast to the faith that we profess, for you are not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. In every respect, you have been tempted as we are, and yet you did not sin. Although a son, you learned obedience through what you suffered, and be made perfect, you have become the source of eternal salvation for all who obey you. This gives us every confidence to draw near to the throne of grace. There we receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Psalm is 93. You, O Lord, are King. You are clothed in majesty. You have robed yourself and put on the girdle of strength. You have made the world so firm that it can never be moved. Your throne, O God, has stood firm from of old. From all eternity you are God. The waters have lifted up, O Lord, the waters have lifted up their voice. The waters lift up their pounding waves. Mightier than the noise of great waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, so the Lord on high is mighty. Truly your law stands firm. Holiness, O Lord, adorns your house for ever. The book Numbers, chapter 27, beginning at verse 15, Joshua, the head of the community. Moses then said to the Lord, May it please the Lord, God of the spirits that give life to all living creatures, to appoint a leader for this community, to be at their head in all their undertakings, a man who will lead them out and bring them in, so that the Lord's community will not be like sheep without a shepherd. The Lord then said to Moses, Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom the Spirit dwells, and lay your hand on him. Bring him before the priest Eleazar and the whole community, and give him your orders in their presence, conferring some of your own authority on him, so that the whole community of Israelites will obey him. He will present himself to the priest Eleazar, who will consult the Lord on his behalf by means of the rite of the Urim. At his command they will go out, and at his command they will come in, he and all the Israelites with him, the whole community. Moses did as the Lord had ordered. He took Joshua, brought him before the priest Eleazar and the whole community, laid his hands on him, and gave him his orders, as the Lord had directed through Moses. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The letter of Paul to the church at Corinth, chapter 3. And so, brothers, I was not able to talk to you as spiritual people. I had to talk to you as people still living by your natural inclinations, still infants in Christ. I fed you with milk and not solid food. You weren't able yet to take it. And even now you're not able to, for you're still living by your natural inclinations, as long as there are jealousy and rivalry among you. That surely means that you're still living by your natural inclinations and by merely human principles. While there's one that says, I belong to Paul, and another that says, I belong to Apollos, I not being only too human. And what is Apollos? And what's Paul? The servants through whom you came to believe. And each has only what the Lord has given him. I did the planting. Apollos did the watering. But God gave growth. In this, neither the planter nor the waterer counts for anything. Only God who gives growth. It's all one who does the planting and who does the watering, and each will have the proper pay for the work he has done. After all, we share in God's work. You are God's farm, God's building. By the grace of God which was given me, I laid the foundations like a trained master builder, and someone else is building on them. Now, each one must be careful how he does the building. For nobody can lay down any other foundation than the one which is there already, namely Jesus Christ. On this foundation, different people may build in gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw, but each person's handiwork will be shown for what it is. The day which dawns in fire will make it clear, and the fire itself will test the quality of each person's work. The one whose work stands up to it will be given his wages. The one whose work is burnt down will suffer the loss of it, though he himself will be saved. He'll be saved as someone might expect to be saved from a fire. Don't you realize that you are a temple of God, with the Spirit of God living in you? If anyone should destroy the temple of God, God will destroy that person, because God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. There's no room for self-delusion. Any one of you who thinks he's wise by worldly standards must learn to be a fool in order to be really wise. For the wisdom of the world is folly to God. As Scripture says, he traps the crafty in the snare of their own cunning. And again, the Lord knows the plans of the wise and how insipid they are. So there's to be no boasting about human beings. Everything belongs to you. Whether it's Paul or Apollos or Cephas, the world, life or death, present or the future, all belongs to you. But you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. A joyful assembly. We have come before God's holy mountain, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We have come before myriads of angels in festal gathering, before the assembly of the firstborn citizens of heaven. We have come before God, the judge of all, before the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. We're receiving a kingdom that can't be shaken. Let's therefore give thanks to God, thus offering acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Affirmation of Faith. You, O God, are supreme and holy. You create our world and give us life. Your purpose overarches everything we do. You have always been with us. You are God. You, O God, are infinitely generous, good beyond all measure. You came to us before we came to you. You have revealed and proved your love for us in Jesus Christ, who lived and died and rose again. You are with us now. You are God. You, O God, are Holy Spirit. You empower us to be your gospel in the world. You reconcile and heal. You overcome death. You are our God. We worship you. As our Lord has taught us, we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Collect for the seventh week in the Easter season. Almighty God, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, ever lives to make intercession for us. Have pity on our weakness. And in your mercy, give us those good things which we're not worthy to ask, except through his merits, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. And in this week of prayer for Christian unity, we pray, Eternal Father, we praise you for sending your Son to be one of us and to save us. Look upon your people with mercy, for we are divided in so many ways, and give us the Spirit of Jesus to make us one in love. We ask this gift, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we wait to celebrate the coming of the Spirit, O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ has gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and for ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you that you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger. Guide us to do always what is right in your eyes. Through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you for joining us in this worldwide communion of prayer, and especially at this time as we pray for Christian unity and prepare ourselves to celebrate Pentecost. I'm David Guthrie, and my website is david.guthrie.net.nz.